Election Day, rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south. Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the Podcastle!
Hey everybody, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. Make sure you go to kingsofthepodcastle.com. Check us out there. You can go to iTunes and subscribe. We are here on a lovely Sunday afternoon, ready to record episode 3. We found it! Yay!
Yay!
Hey, there it is!
Yeah! Happy!
Yeah! The dog's happy too!
Get him, Buster! Get him, Buster!
Buster, it's quiet time. Goodness gracious.
As you can see, ladies and gentlemen, the Angry Texan has returned. Welcome back, sir.
It's good to be back in good old sunny Florida.
Yeah. We also have John over there, of course.
Hi.
Hello, sir. John. How are you? And Devin, our resident comedian. Hello,
yeah,
sir.
I don't even live here, but I never leave.
I know. It's weird. I'm wondering when you're going to start paying rent.
Never.
I just got something to say real quick. If any of you guys ever get a chance, go to Nashville, Tennessee. That's all I got to say. Great time.
Yeah.
Great time. Thank you, Lindsay. Happy birthday, Scott. Everything was amazing. And everybody go to Nashville. It is a great party city.
That's just a little bit of the Angry Texan. He's going out there, you know, nationwide promo.
Right.
Promotional man. Extraordinary, really.
He's Mr. American Tourism.
Yeah, exactly. So did you have a good time there? I mean, what was the highlight of the trip?
Broadway Street. Guys, you just have to go to Broadway. It's another one of those American towns that has like a really, really cool place to party.
Now, what about for a guy like me who doesn't even really like country music? Am I still going to have a good time?
You're still going to have a good time.
It is a win-win situation, because if you have a good time, you had a good time. If you have a shitty time, then you can write a song about it and make $1 million, and then you have a good time, because that's what country music is.
You also get to blame the Angry Texan for telling me to go there and demand your refund on your trip. So.
Is there a rap community in Nashville?
I'm sure there is.
You didn't notice?
Hip-hop is rampant.
I think what he's asking is, did you see any black people?
There were plenty.
There were?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Absolutely.
Well,
were they all like Darius Rucker, or were there any other black
They were
people?
They were in this place called Printer's Alley, which is a very awesome historic district, party, strip bars, karaoke places. DJ Katz I met, he's a local DJ in the area. He's pretty cool.
Okay, all right.
Right on.
So obviously Greg doesn't want to joke about his trip to Nashville. He wants to take it very seriously.
He liked it.
Yeah, he liked it a lot.
I was quite wasted too, had a good time.
All right. Well, I was going to start today off with... now that we got that over with, I wanted to start off with a little thing here saying who said it. I'm going to give you a quote, you and some choices.
Okay.
You tell me who you think said this, okay? The quote is, however hideously ugly you are, as soon as you get on television, you instantly get people wanting to make unbridled, passionate love to you. Here are your choices, okay?
No, that was Greg's mother when she saw his first commercial.
Damn.
And the anger has now raised.
the anger meter is going.
Oh,
okay, is it Simon Cowell, Jimmy Kimmel, Mayim Bialik? Who is that? I have no idea. Chelsea Handler, Snooki, or Pierce Morgan?
I want to say Chelsea Handler said that.
What makes you think that Chelsea Handler thinks people want to make unbridled, passionate love to her?
Because she's Chelsea Handler.
Okay.
She can handle it.
No,
it was actually Pierce Morgan. But the only reason why I bring
Who's
it up...
Who's Pierce Morgan?
The guy that we need to deport.
Yeah. He's the guy that took over for... Wasn't it Larry King Live or whatever? Whenever that dropped.
Oh, the British guy on like...
Yeah,
what's
yeah,
he on? CNBC or something?
Yeah, something like that. CNN. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And basically, whenever Larry King went away, he kind of took over.
Right.
He's not doing the Larry King show, obviously. He's doing the Pierce Morgan show.
He's doing the spot that's open.
Exactly. But anyway, the reason why I brought that up is because one day, I hope that we are all... so famous as to have people just randomly want to make unbridled, passionate love to us.
I think because he has a British accent, that's why.
It might be.
Because I want to make passionate love to him when I hear him say things.
He's
Except for aluminum. I do not like that word. Have you heard a British person say aluminum?
No, how does it go?
Aluminium.
Aluminium.
Swear to God.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, but swear to God. I swear, let's bomb him now. That's what I'm thinking.
Patrick Stewart, who, by the way, our good listeners... We still need more people to sign the petition to get Mike Lee to look like Sir Patrick Stewart.
Oh, my God. No, it's never going to happen.
No, we're going to make it happen. But no, seriously, if he says aluminum, it's going to be awesome.
I think if Mike gets cancer, then it's automatically going to happen.
No,
so the chemotherapy, and then you'd start to lose a little weight, and then yeah, make it so. Would
there
be your
punchline. No, there would be back hair all over the house. I mean, come on.
True.
What a Richard. So yesterday was Valentine's Day. Did you guys have a happy, or I'm sorry, not yesterday.
That 2 days like ago. Did 2 days ago. Time machine?
How was Valentine's Day for everyone? What, did anybody do anything fantastic?
Did anybody else go on a date but myself?
Only person with a girlfriend is you.
Right.
Yeah. Basically, that question was for you, Johnny.
Yes. It was great.
That's how it ended anyway.
Did it?
So here's what happened.
He went avoiding the question.
Skate around that one, why don't you?
So I bought like flowers from this really awesome flower shop. I spent a whole crap load of money on these flowers. Her favorite color. She's got two favorite colors. I put them, made sure they were in the flowers. I said, no browning, nothing broken, or blah, 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 blah. And the lady was like, no, no worry. It's going to be so beautiful. Oh my God, she's going to just die. So she gets the flowers. I get the picture. Oh my God, they're so beautiful. I love you. Snail trail all over your beard. Blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah. So I said, yes, yes, I'm doing good. And then I picked her up. We were going to go have a steak dinner because she'd been talking about steak all week.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, I want to eat some steak. Oh, my God, I'm just dying for steak.
She loves. Did you give her some tube steak? Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. But she got to work for the gravy. You know what I'm saying?
Why do you got to get disgusting about it? Anyway, so I steak. And then she has this huge bag and this two books about the Lincoln killing, which I've been wanting to read, and the thing on the Yankees.
Wow.
And she bought me new bedding, which I think is a hint.
So, yeah, that is a hint.
I think whenever it's a hint.
When your woman has to buy you a new bedding, that
right,
says something.
That says that's something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too disgusting to wash.
You need to wash this after we have sex. This is getting a little out of hand, Johnny.
It's looking like a Civil War hospital.
Oh my God.
CSI was over here with a ultraviolet light. Oh my God.
So she bought me all these awesome gifts. This nice pearl nap.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about the fact that she bought you a Lincoln book. What is
that? Yeah, well, she knows I like history stuff, and you know, I went and saw Lincoln when it was in theaters and loved it and raved about it and all this stuff, so she bought me the book. The only thing is it was written by Bill O'Reilly, and I hate Bill O'Reilly.
You have a passion. Yeah.
Yes.
So, who doesn't?
So, and her whole family are kind of Republican, and she's like, and she was apologizing for days about the fact that Bill O'Reilly wrote the book. And I'm like, sweetheart, it's fine. I want to read the book. I'm sure he's a great writer. He just sucks on television. You know?
Right.
So anyway, it was a good date. It was a great date.
And did you end with the old in out?
Yeah, we came into the house and then and then we went out after
you put a little
left.
Okay.
You actually reenacted the Lincoln assassination and did a little something something upside her head.
Oh my God.
Well, hey,
at least you weren't one of the many people. And now, does anybody else have a good Valentine's Day story before I move on? Because I know the three of us are all single men.
I find it funny. I found this ironic that most of the gifts that I see for Valentine's Day are perishable.
Right.
You know, it's like, I'm going to give you this, but you're never going to remember this Valentine's Day because those balloons will deflate. You will eat your chocolates and the flowers will wilt. And then I will break up with you.
Right.
You will have no evidence that we ever loved each other on this day.
That's the thing about Valentine's Day. It's not a big deal to me, obviously, because I'm single, one, but also because to me, it's just completely made up by greeting card companies.
Right, and the only thing that you saw that was red that day was your penis from masturbating so much.
What? What are you with?
He bought it chocolates. How many?
I actually masturbated with the chocolates, actually, just so you know. It was cream-filled chocolate.
Those are the best.
Oh, boy.
Buster liked the peanut butter from
that. Yeah, he got some Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah, in the garage.
Yeah, there's actually a picture of him online with the subtitle that says, that's a weird place to put peanut butter.
In the garage. Who would have thought?
But at least you weren't like 10% of Americans who are in relationships who got dumped on Valentine's Day.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't
Some
know.
Some of them got shot through the door, actually.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. We're actually going to talk about that.
We're breaking way. Up! Bang, 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 bang.
You filthy animal.
We are going to be talking about that, definitely, coming up. But this story here is, this is one of my favorite breakup Valentine's Day stories I've ever heard. On Valentine's Day in Manchester, England, a woman named Laura bought some ad space on a small billboard at the deli where her boyfriend always eats lunch. The ad said, quote, "Dan, I'm leaving you for Gary. Your clothes are at your mom's and I've changed the locks. Sorry to do this on Valentine's Day. Love, Laura."
Wow.
Can you imagine that happening?
Where was that at?
It was in Manchester, England.
At a
deli.
Well, at least he has a way to get his sandwiches made still. If she's leaving. Sorry. I get one of those a show. I get one of those a show. That was my
one. At least one.
Seriously, no more. Like, that would be the one time it's like, "Well, Your Honor, the reason I beat her was..." And here's Exhibit A.
Exhibit A is the picture.
"How would you have felt if you were me, Your Honor?" "All right, I'm granting you amnesty. You can go free." "Good, because I also kicked her in the..." "See you next Tuesday."
Dum dum. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I'm hoping it won't be a show full of those, but hopefully we'll have more of these. But it brings me to the question of good breakup stories. Does anybody have any good, solid breakup stories? Either somebody that you broke up with in a really hardcore way or got dumped in a really hardcore way?
I got broke up with on Valentine's Day.
You did?
Yep.
What happened?
I was 17 years old and I had, I didn't have any money. For a gift, really. And I was like, how do I get her something? Because I know she's going to give me something awesome. And I realized I had a Best Buy credit card with $20 left on it.
All right.
I was like, okay, I can get something at Best Buy. No, for Valentine's Day, you really can't get something at Best Buy for
$20.
What I got her, I opened it up and she got me like tickets to some concert that I really wanted, a teddy bear and some chocolates. And I got her the movie Kingpin and Appetite for Destruction on CD.
Really?
And that was it.
And that's she what looked you got at me, her for Valentine's Day?
Yeah. She broke up with you because
that was the best thing I could find.
You are a sick romantic.
She's like, "What is this?" I'm like, "You are the sweet child of mine. I don't know." And she's like, "This is terrible. You put no thought into this." And we had a big fight, and that was it. But I got to keep the CD, so I was happy about that. Yeah,
that's good.
Because I really wanted the CD. I bought it for myself. Yeah.
She's stupid for not keeping that CD.
I actually had a really bad breakup, and I actually wrote a song about it. You guys know the ex-girlfriend song.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But brilliant.
But the way that actually went down, and the reason why all that came about was I was with this girl for like 3 years, you know, through college. And every summer I was going off and doing shows, working for a theater company out of Texas, which is where I know you guys from.
Right.
But I went away the last summer. So it was the summer after junior year of college. So it was the last summer that we were ever going to have to be apart. And we went out for dinner. We got a hotel room. We did some nice whoopee. And, you know, everything was beautiful.
Was this in 1939? Why did you call it whoopee?
You know,
they met on the dating game.
We didn't want to rise up a roost, you know.
I got to see her ankles on the first night.
that ain't Adolf Hitler's a bad egg.
but anyway, so it was all really good. And we were like, you know, when you get back, this is the last summer we'll ever have to spend apart. And, you know, we'll get married and we're going to graduate college together and move off and ride off into the sunset. It's going to be beautiful. So I the date ended, you know, the morning comes and I leave and I get out of town and I'm 1,000 miles away. And about 3 days later, she calls me up and she goes, "Hey, I just wanted to tell you that everything I was saying that night, I was just saying because I didn't want you to leave angry. I've actually met somebody else."
What?
That I've been seeing.
So she says all this bullshit, and then 3 days later, yes. Anvil on
Tell
your
me
head.
You choke slammed her through the phone.
Wanted to, believe me. But that was like the most hardcore thing
ever. Did you
ever.
Throw on some diapers and drive 1,000 miles just to punch her in the face? That's what I would do.
But I did. Me and my buddy Captain Morgan sat down and wrote an ex-girlfriend song. That's for sure. And it definitely explains my feelings to her. Maybe we should get it on here at some point.
Yeah, yes, it needs to be on here probably by 6.
Yeah, okay. We can try to get it on here today so that you guys can know exactly what I'm talking about. But so that's my bad breakup story. Anybody else have a good one? No?
Kind of.
Yeah, go ahead. That's what this is all about. We're here to talk out our feelings here.
Well, my first fiance in college,
we first?
Were, I was engaged twice, and obviously I'm 35 and single because women are stupid. Except for chicks that wear kitten shirts. I think those are cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, my first fiance thought it would be cool, you know, to start messing around with the guy that we were in a college competition for TETA, which is Texas Educational Theater Association. So anyways, she thought it would be really cool to mess around with one of the lead roles of the play. We were in Othello, and she was messing around with actually the villain of the play behind my back.
Cool.
Wow. Broke up.
Ironic.
Yeah.
Broke up with me, and then when we took it on the road, and we had to go, you know, all the way from West Texas to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
They're making out the whole time, and she's going into his room and cuddling with him, and everybody's just like, "Are you fucking nuts, stupid? We have a competition, and if we lose Brabantio and Montano, I was playing two roles in this play." And
does this story have a chase? And how do we cut to it?
Oh no! I ended up spitting in her face.
Oh my God! Nice.
I swear to God, it was the only woman I ever spit in her face.
And, are you serious?
I swear to God, yeah. I spit in her face in front of everybody. Amarillo College was there. All these college people, and they were all in IHOP in the morning by our hotel. And I just walked
you
up.
Spit in her face in an IHOP.
Yeah. Oh
so God. Everybody was like, "No big deal."
There was a bunch of geeks that came out and were like, "You need to go in there and apologize." And I was like, "You need to turn around before I blow your ass."
I can't tell you how many cell phones I have lost to relationships, like bad
throwing
breakups.
It down.
Oh my God, yep. So many. I like to just consider I dropped it really, really hard.
Yeah.
But I also threw a 10-speed bicycle off of a second story balcony one time.
Chris Brown in the building.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I always take my anger out on inanimate objects.
EJ, easy, OJ.
But I try to keep that stuff under wraps, you know, and not try to get out and let it out in public. Unlike this little story I have here about public forms or public displays of affection. This is actually the 10 most acceptable forms of PDA. Holding hands, kissing on the cheek, linking arms, arms around the waist, arms around the shoulder, kissing on the lips, cuddling, butt slapping is on the list of acceptable.
That's okay?
Yeah, that's acceptable.
What about hand down the back of the pants?
Yeah.
While you're walking down the street?
Well, that's exactly where I was going to go with it. What other forms of PDA have you guys seen that is like, oh my God, come
on. Not spitting in the face. Right? That would be... That would not be one that I would accept.
A public display of anger.
Not yet. All, you know, society isn't quite open quite yet to that.
No, unless I don't think so. Yeah. No. But there's also the 10 most acceptable places for PDA, which I think you guys could probably fill in a little bit on this. But a nightclub would be the number one place where it's okay to make out with your chick.
Drinks and shit. Everybody's loose.
A vacation spot, of course. Like if you're hanging out on the beach or whatever. A party. Now, if you're at a party and a couple is like hardcore making out on the couch, I have to disagree with that one. I don't want to see that crap. You know, it's like,
let's go in the other room.
Yeah, go in the other room. That's what the bedrooms are for. a bar, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. No.
I don't know.
Whatever.
You're like the tattooed dude that loves to make out with your chick in front of everybody.
No.
You don't?
Maybe 10 years ago.
Right.
No, if you guys are both drunk.
But if it's like a dark bar, whatever, somebody else is doing something in the corner. Now at a restaurant, no. I'm eating. Get your mouth off of her mouth. There's a hotel across the street. Get out of here.
Yeah, I can't stand to watch that stuff. Yeah. I mean, obviously, whenever I'm in a relationship, I do want to have, you know, my public.
Now, you don't want to watch that stuff, but yet you'll watch porn.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Okay.
Yeah, but you don't watch porn in a restaurant.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't? How do you know? How do you know?
Only whenever I go to the bathroom. That's the only time I do it.
Oh.
All right, then. Well, that story went absolutely nowhere. All right, we're going to take a little break here. We're going to be back here in just a few minutes. We're going to leave you with a little message from the masturbating midget. We hope you enjoy it. We'll be back here in 30 seconds here on Kings of the Podcastle.
And now a motivational message from the masturbating midget.
When you're sad and feeling blue, people making fun of you, don't get sad and come unglued, just lay back, do what I do. I just rub my wing with Vaseline and stroke my long hard rod, and I do not fall over, I'm a human tripod.
We'll be right back.
Hey, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with us today. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. A great day to record an awesome podcast with
four
beautiful
out,
people.
But it's cold as a well digger's ass out there.
It is kind of cold out
cold
there.
Colder than the witch's teeth, day.
Make sure you go to iTunes and subscribe, please. Check us out at kingsofthepodcastle.com. And, of course, you can now check us out on stitcher.com as well. If you ever want to send us an email, you can send those to kings@kingsofthepodcastle.com.
Okay, Devin, timeout.
Okay, go ahead, Devin.
Timeout.
Go ahead.
Last night, we competed in a comedy contest.
Oh, yes, we did.
Orlando.
Right. Let's hear about it, gentlemen.
Yours truly. Myself, Devin.
Yeah?
Took first place. So I'm excited about that. However, Mike, actually, we would say, came in a close second.
I did.
He All had right. a very arousing performance, and I would like to play just a short excerpt from his drunken comedy performance.
Oh, Mike was drunk while he did stand-up?
No. Weird! Yeah.
Weird!
So I have it queued up here. I would just like to play a little excerpt from one of my personal favorite jokes. Where he was trying to get the... I'm going to set it up real quick. He pretends he's a rock star when he's on stage.
Right.
He likes to really get the crowd energized. So I'm going to play this, and without further ado, this is one of my favorite things I've ever seen him do on stage.
Let's hear it.
That's the way that it goes. Like, I am a motherfucking rock star. So on the count of three, if you could do me a favor and just make a shit ton of noise for me. One, two, three! Damn right, you fucking shit!
No, Bruce Banner did not come through the door. That was Mike Lee. He burst through an invisible wall on stage.
Holy crap!
Oh my God. Yeah, dude, I went off, man. That was rockstar scene. I can't help it. That's what
did
I did.
You scare the shit out of people?
Oh, yeah. I put on my major rockstar face, you know, make devil faces and
I'd like
horns.
To let... immediately following that, he turns and looks at this beautiful redhead in the crowd and says, I want to bone you. She is sitting with both of her grandmothers who are like 90 years old.
That's so sweet. They probably didn't even hear her.
Like traumatized.
Well, actually, it's okay, dear. If you want to go and bob on his pole, then go ahead, dear.
God almighty. No, but it was a good set. It was a good crowd. I like Devin said, took a nice close second, but Devin walked away the champion.
Yeah.
So congratulations, bro.
Yeah, I'm glad both of you have won now. That's great.
That's right. So where are you at, Greg, on your... where's your victory?
I came in second twice.
Okay.
All right.
Not first, you're last.
Still waiting for John to make his stand-up debut, but I think we'll get him up there one of these days. So I found this little story that I thought you guys might find interesting. You know Michael Jordan, right? You've all heard of Mr.
No,
Jordan.
I've never heard of that.
Never heard of that guy? Okay.
Who is this person you talk of?
Miguel Johan?
Doesn't he sing with his brothers or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
The Jordan 5?
Right.
No, it's Michael Jordan, the famous basketball player.
The man.
Douche. He hasn't played ball in like 10 years. Guess how much money that man still makes every year? Just give me a number. Throw me a number.
Let's see. How can I depress myself? $5 million a year.
You might want to think a little higher.
$23 million being his number.
Nope.
No?
The guy pulls in $80 million
a year.
Yep, he does it through his endorsements, investments. He owns some restaurants. He's got all kinds of five-star fragrances. Yeah, he's got all kinds of... He owns the Bobcats, so, you know, he's still making a ton of money.
Yeah, but he's still the man. Here's the fact. He goes and practices with the Bobcats from time to time, just show up and say, hey, what's up, guys? And still schools them. Players on the Bobcats will say, yeah, they're like, yeah, man, he still got it.
How old is he?
I don't know
nowadays.
If you're aware
50.
Of this, Greg.
He is 50.
He's 50 years old?
Wow. Like, elementary school teams can school the Bobcats right now.
Right. Still to get out there. That's how he's like, guys, you're going to have to get better. If you're letting this 50-year-old awesome me, the basketball god.
Oh, so you like Jordan is what you're saying.
Man, who didn't when we were growing up?
Do you think that, what's his name, LeBron James, has any comparison to him at all?
The only thing I can say is just from the line from...
getting angry.
The line from Bad Teacher where he's like, championships. That's the only argument that I have, that LeBron sucks. LeBron, what he did will never be forgiven in the state of Ohio. That's
what did he do? I don't know what you're talking about.
Leave.
Oh, just leaving? Yeah, I guess that's true.
Here's the big announcement. I'm going to waste 30 minutes of everybody's lives in the world. That's what I'm pissed about. I didn't get that 30 minutes back. I could have been doing something on Xbox or banging a chick or something. I mean, come on.
So anyway, I thought that was interesting little fact there, that he's still pulling in $80 million a year. And, you know, I'm still struggling to put gas in my car.
Yeah, do you think he'd mind if I sent a letter and said, hey, I need new tires?
Yeah, could you please help me?
It's just $500.
Just help me out.
That's
here.
That's it.
Dude, that's probably something, if he hears this, he's probably going to start, he's going to buy Bridgestone and they're going to be Jordan tires, 23s.
Right.
you've got way too much faith in our popularity. have you guys heard of this PETA commercial that was banned from the Oscars?
What?
Yeah, there's a PETA commercial.
They have PETA commercials now?
Yeah.
They have commercials endorsing pedophilia.
No. No.
Did I go into a bad place?
No, it wasn't bad.
I went to a bad place.
It was just the lame joke, that's all. So anyway, PETA does, yes, have commercials. They have this new one that they just did, and it features Joaquin Phoenix, and it's an anti-fishing commercial.
Oh, I heard about this. Yeah. It's kind of stupid.
Yeah, it is very stupid. So Joaquin is drowning in this commercial.
Joaquin looks like he's actually been hooked in a fishing accident. this is probably something that he's very passionate about.
But yeah, it's showing him, and he's drowning, and he's like giving a voiceover saying, you know, millions of fish die the same way when you take them out of the water. What do you guys think about this whole PETA thing? I can't stand PETA personally. It's the only reason why I wanted to even talk about this. It's the dumbest thing in the world. I cannot stand PETA.
Okay, did you ever see Penn and Teller's bullshit?
Yes.
One on PETA? The lady that runs PETA is an evil, evil person. And she is endorsing. There's actual proof because their taxes are public record. You can look up. She had actually paid some guy that's like $30,000 for endorsement or whatever, and he's been known as an eco-terrorist.
Really?
Like, he has gone and burned down buildings that, you know, had, you know, experimented on apes and stuff, whatever. Hey, I hate to tell you this, but they experimented on animals for a reason. We all are, like, healthier. I mean, penicillin. You name it, has been experimented on an animal.
Right.
It's sad, yes. We should find better ways of doing it, but
prisoners.
That's the past.
God, yeah. Prisoners.
You got it.
Experiment on prisoners.
No way.
Yeah, death row inmates.
Nah. Yeah.
Jerry Sandusky.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, stick cigarette butts up that guy's ass. See what happens. Let's do it.
Let's inject him with AIDS and see if we can find a vaccine.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You guys are crazy.
No.
That's a terrible idea.
If you're on death row, you're like, man, I have nothing to look forward to except death.
Yeah, so let me try out this new shampoo.
Exactly. See what happens when you put it in my eyes. I guess, I mean, I lose this argument 3-1, but I think that's the nuttiest thing I've ever heard of. But I do hate, I agree with PETA in the one thing about dropping acid in monkeys' eyeballs or whatever. I don't think that's necessarily, you know, the best thing for us to do. However, whenever they go into the hunting and fishing, that's our food, man. You're messing with my dinner plate. You better back off of that.
Absolutely.
That's the only thing that I can't stand about it.
What would Ted say? That's all I got to say. What would Ted Nugent say to against hunting?
I don't know. He'd probably shoot a PETA representative in the face. awesome. Did you guys hear about this cruise ship thing that's happened with Carnival Cruise Line?
Yes. There was a fire, and so they lost power, and they had like 5 toilets for like 3,000 people or something.
Yeah.
They had to get towed into port, and they ended up in Mobile, Alabama or something like that.
Yeah, they did make it back in. There were 4,227 passengers and crew in total, but they are all now safe and sound. Now, my question is, why didn't they just cancel an existing cruise line that was going on and say, sorry, refund everybody's money, and then send that out and get the people off of there so they're not stranded out in the middle of the ocean wallowing in their own feces?
Well, I don't think they knew that this fire was going to happen.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't know it was going to happen. But once it happened and they knew what was going on, you know, they had a tugboat that went out there to try to pull them in. The tugboat line breaks. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a whole total fiasco. I mean, what are they going to do now? How are they going to make it up to these people? Why didn't they do it better?
The people, though, had to be so stupid. I've taken cruises before, And we had working toilets, and I still took a dump off the side because it's awesome. You know,
it's awesome.
You get to count how long it takes to hit the water and everything. Like, why, when they tell you the toilets are no longer working, it's like, well, let's just pile it on top of each other. It's not that there's 5 billion gallons of water surrounding our ship right now that we could pee into.
So remember that, ladies and gentlemen. According to the kings, you haven't lived until you've dumped off the side of a cruise ship.
I'm up there. I'm like, I'm the king of the world.
I will say this. I've been following Facebook, and my seventh grade teacher, her nephew's on that ship, and she said she had talked to him, and they were getting towed in. They had plenty of food, plenty of water. That there were just, you know, everybody was taken care of. Everybody was safe. It wasn't that big a deal.
It wasn't, she said. Yeah, it wasn't as bad. According to now that we're starting to hear more of the stories, it wasn't as bad for everyone. Yeah. But there were some people, like, there were reports of, like, sewage, like, coming down the walls inside the room. Like, oh, my God.
Now, I find that hard to believe, though.
I know this is probably un-PC to say, but why didn't they just... You know? Why didn't they just empty the sewage tanks in the ocean? Get rid of it.
I don't know, but...
I mean, I'm sure it's a lot, but it's not probably as much as, like, an oil spill. It's just a bunch...
I think it's a boatload of shit.
We're not hearing about all the feces in the Titanic that got dumped in the ocean. I mean, right? Come on.
Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah, well, there's a lot of dead bodies.
Why couldn't they...
So, what's the difference? I'm with you on that one.
I don't know, but...
Just dump it in the ocean.
What do you think... Let's say you were on that cruise ship. What do you think it was going to take for them to make it up to you if you had to go through that?
Oh, like a summer worth of cruises.
There you go.
A Mediterranean or a cruise of my choice, no matter how long, wherever the company goes.
But would you want to go on a cruise ship again after that experience?
Hell yeah! You're still away from home. It's just like a bad game of golf is better than a day of work.
I'm not going on a cruise ship ever again if I have to spend 5 days in my own poop.
They said that they actually fed them onion sandwiches.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And you know that the people in the nearby Mexican port were like, onions?
Like, well, those guys are getting onion sandwiches. This is bullshit.
That's good stuff.
I don't know, man. I just couldn't. I would never want to set foot on a cruise ship.
So what would be a good...
Maybe a trip to Europe or, a lifetime of something. They owe me something for a lifetime after that. Because, you know, here you are with your family. You're expecting to go on this lovely cruise. You're going to have a good time swimming, get some suntan, you know, do some of the shore excursions and have a good time. And then all of a sudden, it's 5 days of literally the shittiest trip you could ever have taken in your life.
You know somebody was on that boat that was getting seasick going, this shit couldn't get any worse. And then all of a sudden, the power goes out.
I would have just gotten the mindset that, like, hey, you know, I went through Charlie, Gene, and Francis. Everybody that was here in Central Florida for that, it was just like, okay, I go on my regular life, but when I come home, it's like a camping trip because I don't really have any necessities. Same thing on the ocean. It's like, oh, we're camping in the middle of the ocean now. Let's make the best of it. And I think that's what a lot of the people did on the ship.
Yeah.
Okay. And they were like, I'm getting paid when this is over.
You're really optimistic for the Angry Texan, I got to tell you.
No. I just look at the long term. Yeah, of course I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be like, oh, I can't do this. Oh, what happened to the salad bar? But there is a bar with alcohol. That had been the first thing that would have took over.
Yeah, you know, you don't have to necessarily
during a mutiny. During a mutiny, you seize the alcohol. Then you have the power on the ship.
I agree.
That's why I'm optimistic.
So moving on from that, the Oscar Pistorius story, which is what we kind of briefly mentioned in the first segment, South African double amputee who competed in the 2012 Summer Olympics is now behind bars, accused of fatally shooting his girlfriend early on Valentine's Day.
Accused. I love that. Accused.
Well, that's what it is. They still don't know if it was an accident or not. He's claiming basically it was an accident. He fatally shot his 30-year-old South African model girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, I want to say, multiple times. Yeah, I know.
Steam coming off the chest.
including at least once in the head. Once in the head, at least.
How many times was she shot?
Multiple times.
Multiple times. Whoops. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Whoopsie.
So what you're saying is Tink Tink killed Cleveland Steamer.
It says that there were some South African media reports that Reva showed up at Oscar's house to deliver a surprise Valentine Day gift, and he mistook her for a burglar. Apparently, there is a lot of crime down there, especially in Pretoria, where they were at, in South Africa, and gun ownership across the country is pretty prevalent. But police say it's premature to speculate. They also say that there have been previous incidents, including, quote, allegations of a domestic nature at Oscar's home. Hmm. So it's a huge deal, though, because, you know, he's a double amputee, got all that media attention during the Olympics.
Maybe she, like, gave him some new shoes. He's like, here, I got these for you.
Yeah, I'm thinking that it's going to be really hard for him to get that endorsement at IHOP anymore.
Wait. Here's my question. Maybe he killed her because he was mad that he doesn't have legs. Or what is he going to do when he's in prison? Like, yeah, well, I've got to give you, instead of solitary confinement, they say, hey, look, we're taking away your legs, dude. You've been a bad boy lately.
I think he could easily break out of jail. He could shank somebody with his legs,
yeah,
outrun the police, and then kangaroo hop over the fence.
Done. Yeah, for real.
Done. Just bounce right over. You guys on a fucking pogo stick already. Like, he's got this.
We have the technology to make him stronger.
All right, well, we're going to take another break here. We're going to be back here in just a few minutes. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Jimmy Kimmel, and we've got a couple of ridiculous stories that I want to discuss with everyone. We'll be back with more here in about 45 seconds on Kings of the Podcast. Castle.
And now a refined rhyme from Jackson Mihoff.
Dirty women, a haiku. Leaky pink penis reminds me to wrap it up. Drip, 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 drip.
This has been a refined rhyme from Jackson Mihoff.
We interrupt this broadcast for a Kings of the Podcast special report.
So I don't know if you guys heard about this, but there was a meteor that crashed in Russia. You heard about this, right, Greg?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I pulled a few strings and went through some very high-profile publicists, and I was actually able to get us an interview with the meteor.
Yeah, I was there. It was great.
So we've got him on the phone right now. Hey, meteor, how are you today? Okie dokie. It's good to have you here. Good. Thank you for joining us on Kings of the Podcastle. I know that you're very busy, you know, flying through the sky and destroying things and stuff. But what is it exactly that you were doing? Why did you choose Russia? What were you doing crashing into Russia?
Shit. I was pissed. The other asteroid, he was my friend, and he was all like, flat tire. And I was like, oh, no. And then he was like, ah-ha-ha-ha-ha. And then I tripped, and I was like, oh, no, maybe I can avoid smacking into Earth. But then the gravitational pull of Honey Boo Boo's mom was all like, no, you don't. And here I am.
Oh, my God.
Hey, listen, I'm not trying to offend you, Mr. Meteor, but it sounds like you might be a little gay.
Yeah. I mean,
can meteors be gay? I mean,
truth is, all meteors are gay. Yeah, we're just like, yeah, shooting stars are just like some big old sperm going through the sky, and they're all like going skate, 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 Mother Earth, and they're just shooting. Wait, you ever see it? You ever see a shooting star, Mike?
Yeah, I have actually.
Yeah, what they look like?
I actually wished upon a shooting star, and I wish I had now.
Yeah, you were just wishing on my skate, skate, and I granted your wish because here I am.
Oh my God. So how was Russia while you were there blowing stuff up?
It was hell.
It was?
Oh my God, it was cold as fuck there. And they all listened to shitty dance music, and then I went out clubbing, and I thought I had this totally hot twink guy to take back to my hotel. And when we got there, I realized it was just one of their Olympic gymnasts, and I was like, some bitch, you a girl, get out.
Oh my God.
It was not cool with me.
She
had a tiny penis, but it wasn't anything like I thought.
So you're definitely, you're like full on like males. Like, not, it doesn't have to be a male meteor, or it sounds like you're like actually after humans.
Well, duh. Russia has some of the manliest men around. Have you been to Russia before? They are, oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God. Vladimir Putin is like Vladimir Putin in me, and I will do it.
If you liked a place to go which is fully, you know, enveloped with gay men, then why didn't you try Norman, Oklahoma? I mean, that would have
What?
How are you aware of this, Mr. Gregory?
Well, I'm a Longhorns fan, and that's just all we've ever been told, and I mean, it seems to be true.
I don't know. Maybe I'll have to go check it out sometime.
ideally, other than Norman, Oklahoma, where there are no gay people. I'm sorry. I'm sure there's some there. I don't want to offend them. But anyway, ideally, if you could have landed anywhere else in the world, where would you have landed?
Fox News.
You don't like Fox News?
No. It's not that... biggest thing. I don't mind them, but it's just the one place on Earth that reminds me of home. It is cold and completely devoid of intelligent life.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for joining
you
us.
You are welcome.
Taking time out of your busy schedule.
I'll be back. Look at you. Oh, my God.
Do
you work out?
He goes to Norman, Oklahoma quite often.
Oh, boy. Hey, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. Here we go. Segment 3. It was a very interesting interview with the Meteor. I thought that was good.
Yeah.
It was excellent.
maybe he'll be back.
I hope so. check us out. I got to promote the show. Hello. What am
Hi.
I doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know. So go to kingsofthepodcastle.com. Hopefully you're listening to us there. Or, of course, we want you to go to iTunes and subscribe. We need to get as many subscribers as possible.
Check us out.
Yeah, and it's 100% free. It's not one of those podcast pay per episode type thing. It's 100% free on
Who
iTunes.
Who have I been giving my money to?
Don't tell anybody. Also, you can check us out on Stitcher.com. Check that out and make sure that you are sending us an email if you have any suggestions or comments that you'd like to send to us. You can send those to kings@kingsofthepodcastle. And, of course, we also have our Facebook page, which I haven't even talked about. But
Facebook!
Yeah.
Like it!
Facebook.com/kingsofthepodcastle. So before we started recording today and getting this podcast up and running, we were downstairs watching some YouTube videos, and we stumbled on Jimmy Kimmel's
parents setting up their kids, saying that we ate all of your Halloween candy.
Right, right.
And it's hilarious.
Absolutely hysterical.
Go look it up on YouTube. It's so funny.
Now, as
so
far funny. As talk show hosts go, I think Jimmy Kimmel is probably one of those that's going to stick around for a while.
Yeah, I like agree? Him. He's a likable guy. He's fun. He hasn't gotten anybody fired.
Right.
Co-man show creator. That's all I have to say. That was one of the greatest shows of all time.
What was it?
Man Show.
The Man Show. Yeah. Him and Adam Carolla.
And the guy that can drink the beers. Bam, bam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's where I always got that. I got that bit. They did a skit or something like that where there was a woman breastfeeding in the park. And they all stood around her, and they were going, drink, drink, drink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
I love doing
my
that.
My favorite bit from the Man Show was when they had, like, a camera hidden, and they acted like two drunken pilots in the airport, and they're going, oh, I got to fly to New York right now. Oh, God, how are we going to get there? Pretty funny.
Yeah.
I like Jimmy Kimmel, but I secretly hate him.
Really?
Because he got to have sex with Sarah Silverman.
Right.
And that really bothered me.
That's one hot Jew right there.
Oh, my God.
But then again, she might be like, I don't like sex. I'm just going to lay down stare at the ceiling.
It probably stinks like the breeze off a landfill.
See, I could, damn.
God.
I could pull down her pants. I could pull down her pants and see a penis, and I would say, eh. I can get past it.
I can work with this.
Yeah.
I can work
That's
with
all right.
this. No, Sarah this Silverman one's hot. I don't know why, but she's so hot.
I disagree. I give her about an 8.
I like her. No,
she's an attractive woman, but yeah. I don't think she's like...
See, when you're funny, that makes you hotter, in my opinion. Like Kristen Wiig from Saturday Night Live.
I do not find her attractive.
I love her.
I do find her.
You don't find her attractive?
No, not at all.
Get out.
No, I'm serious. Like,
what?
She looks too nerdy to me.
It's part of the appeal.
Yeah?
But have you seen her fixed up, though?
No, there's a sexy nerd lady, like with the school teacher glasses on, you know, in the short skirt.
You're thinking porns that you've watched.
Yeah.
Kristen Wiig is gorgeous.
I mean, I guess, you know.
Yes. Shut up.
Until she's on Bookworm Bitches, I will not judge.
Well, I bring up Jimmy Kimmel anyway because, as probably everybody already knows, he has a really a deep, dark disdain for Jay Leno. Last year, Jimmy said his proudest moment was when he humiliated Jay on his own show. And last month, he said Jay hasn't been a good stand-up in 20 years. Would you agree with that? You think Jay, who is the king of the night show right now? Like, Johnny Carson was the man for the
Letterman.
Longest time.
You Always. Think Letterman?
Nah, Johnny Carson, dude. Here's Johnny.
Oh, of all time, it's definitely Johnny. But currently, I'd say Letterman.
I like Conan.
I'm a Conan,
I like Conan
fan
too.
Too.
Yeah,
his but Conan's bounced around. He's canceled. He's not canceled.
That's not his.
That's
fault.
Jay Leno's fault.
Yeah, Jay Leno's fault.
But
the douchebag.
I will say, Devin and I had the opportunity yesterday to listen to Christopher Titus in a writing session for aspiring comedians, whatever.
Name drop much?
Anyways, he told us he told us a story about Jay Leno and, you know, all the charity work. But he was like, you know, Jay Leno didn't get to where he was by not being an edgy comic. That's how he started his career. He was edgy.
Yeah.
And being an edgy comic, you know, is hit or miss.
But I still think Jay Leno sucks. And yeah, all of that aside.
And I can say Jimmy Kimmel said it was right because he hasn't done anything in 20 years.
Well, that's true.
He just does those cheesy one-liners. You knew that they're coming.
Well, it's all the same. It's all the same format. No matter which talk show you're going to listen to, you've got your format at the beginning where he's introducing the crowd with some jokes and he's getting them warmed up, and then he introduces his hosts. And Jay Leno, to me, is just not entertaining at all to watch. But David Letterman, I agree, is the king right now.
Yes.
However, I think Conan is a close second, I would have to say, because of all of his skits. Conan's skits are hysterical.
They are. You know, guys, I actually prefer the Nancy Grace show.
I don't know.
No, I'm just kidding.
I am now at level 3
of anger. Yes.
Hey, I got a quick question. Can we put the Daily Show in the category of talk shows, legit talk shows?
No, I wouldn't say that's a talk show.
Because Jon Stewart's
Stewart's pretty funny.
Jon Stewart is awesome.
So Colbert's funny too. Yeah. I like both of those shows.
But would you consider those in the same genre as like a late night talk show?
No, it is a talk show, but it's not the same format as that.
I wouldn't even consider it really a talk show. It's a news show.
Right.
I mean, it's comedy.
Comedy news.
Yeah, but it's still presented as a news show, you know?
I think Jay Leno could be replaced by John Stewart.
John Stewart, yeah. Possibly.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. He could definitely handle one. Have you guys heard about Chubby Checker?
No.
And what he's doing right
what
now?
What is he doing?
Is that one of the girls that Greg got off Plenty of Fish again?
No, that was Chubby Chess.
Oh,
she's a chess champion.
Gotcha. Oh, I see.
Yeah, you guys are going to...
Can we get a womp 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 for that?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
There
it is. Chubby Checker, the man, of course, behind The Twist, Come On Baby, Let's Do It, has filed a lawsuit against the makers of a mobile app that claims to estimate the size of a man's junk based on his shoe size, okay? Guess what they are calling this app?
What?
The Chubby Checker.
Oh, very clever.
So yeah, he is totally suing them right now about the basically the use of his name. The app has been available for Palm smartphones since 2006. The current version is available for 99 cents on houseofpalm.com. So if you guys want to check it out.
Yeah, actually, we're going to take a 15-minute break right now. And,
we're going to go check out our stuff. Let's see here. All you need to do is find out the man's shoe size and plug it in. And don't worry where you're from, because the Chubby Checker supports shoe measurements of different regions and different types.
Size 15. Just want to throw it out there. Yeah, any ladies listening? Size 15 shoe. Kind of looks like a baby's arm. That's what it looks like.
Oh, wow.
Holding a pair.
Yeah.
And when he bought his shoes, Nike also threw him in a ski rope.
Oh, that's nice.
Can we get a dum 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 for that one, too? This is Greg, come on now.
Fuck off, dickhead.
Here's something that we're going to get all of the Star Wars nerds riled up about. I don't know if you guys know this, but
yes.
Claps and applause for Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford, returning as Han Solo.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Angry level now to one.
That's pretty exciting. I wonder if they can get Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill in on the deal, too.
I already said that one of the other podcasts, that she needs to get on the treadmill.
She
or
does.
The
and I'm sure.
The throat.
Or play Jabba.
Right?
She looks ex-cratic addict Jabba. But yeah, Harrison Ford is definitely returning. Apparently,
now here's my question though: are they going to have him as Han Solo years later, or are they going to like CG his face? Like, I forget what movie I think it was. Curious Case of Benjamin Button. They did with Brad Pitt, and they did
it also
stuff.
In Tron. Well,
in Tron, too.
Right?
Yeah,
right? Yes. Legacy, yes. With, yeah.
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 But they
Jeff
did.
Bridges.
They used Harrison Ford in the Kingdom Crystal Skulls, and it was like a much older Harrison Ford. They could do the same thing with Star Wars. Well, he runs a legitimate freight business, the Millennium Falcon, and Chewie, you know, has got gray hairs and
he's got mange probably at this point.
Yeah,
glaucoma, can't make it up the stairs.
And he growls like this. He's like,
He's got little pet steps up to his bed.
Yeah.
There's one of those pet ramps there so Chewie can hang his head out the window in the Millennium Falcon. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Already got a
right. handy.
Sorry.
I mean, it's already got a ramp going into the Millennium Falcon.
Right.
So it's wheelchair accessible already.
So that's what I was wondering, though. I mean, what do you guys think it's going to be? I mean, he can't return as the kick-ass Han Solo that we all know
him. Oh, he sure can. Oh, yes, he can. Clint Eastwood did it in that one movie. The Gran Torino.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, it could be Harrison Ford.
Yes. No, but Clint Eastwood couldn't do that though because he's Clint Eastwood. Look at the man. I mean, he's like.
But Harrison Ford's Harrison Ford though. He still kicks ass. Harrison Ford's like he's in his 70s now, isn't he?
Exactly 70.
Yeah. And like the last 10 years, he did what was the Jake Ryan or John Ryan movies? You know what I'm talking about?
Idea. Play Present Danger.
And all that stuff. And he kicked ass. And he was like
that was
50s.
Like 20 years ago. Though.
Was it really?
The last one, yeah, was probably
it was like the early 90s, yeah.
Okay.
15 or 16 years ago.
Well, I'm stupid and I'll shut up.
Right no, well, but he was badass in Indiana Jones.
Right. The last one.
Sucked. You and I have to disagree big time. Kingdom of the Crystal Skull sucked balls.
He was badass.
He was not
though.
Good in that movie.
Yes, he was.
He
dude.
Was old and like falling over. I'm surprised that his whip
the movie
turned
wasn't
into
that
a cane.
The movie. Really? The movie wasn't that good, but I still thought he was awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
No. I see him coming back more kind of like what you were talking about, where he's like the retired guy that knows it all, and he can kind of give advice and help them in the background, but
maybe,
he's not going to be
maybe
Mr.
He's
Dude, he's flying a spaceship. How old do you have to be to fly a spaceship in infinite directions? Oh, God, he didn't use his blinker. What's going on here? Chewie, help me out. What the hell's going on
that
here?
Sounds like the entire community of Boca Raton is in outer space now.
That's exactly the way I see it happening, though. Like, I just don't see him coming back as the dude McDude that he was.
I think
in,
he will. We'll just have to wait and see.
Maybe Darth Vader builds a new Death Star.
Okay.
And
Darth Vader's dead. So
well,
we
no, he
that.
Comes back. His son.
Oh, he does. Oh, okay.
Because we did have.
So it's a
we did have clones.
Now.
We
yeah.
did have clones.
So he builds a new Death Star.
Uh-huh.
And Han Solo is on that, and he triggers an explosion that blows up the whole Death Star. And here's how Han Solo survives. He gets in the refrigerator that's lined with lead, and it blows up, uh-huh. and he winds up on Endor in a fridge, which God. Is not. See, that sounds terrible.
Yes.
How did Indiana Jones?
Even Buster hates that.
How did they ever pitch that at Indiana Jones? Okay, so he's going to survive in the fridge. Yeah. All right, let's go. Move on.
Oh, man. Okay, well, I found this story. I kind of wanted to talk about it at the beginning of the show, but I figured I would save it till right here at the end as we're wrapping things up, coming to a drawing a conclusion to episode 3. Oh, there it is. Or I'm sorry, we found it. Believe it or not, there's an infection that you are more likely to get in your naughty parts if you're in a committed relationship than if you have sex with a bunch of dudes. Oh. This is for the ladies out there. It's a bacterial infection called bacterial vaginosis.
Oh, no.
Is that the blue waffle?
No. I certainly hope not. If you don't know what the blue waffle is, do not worry. We will not post it on our Facebook page.
But I encourage you to go to Google and
please, if you
it's a train wreck. It's like two girls, one cup. What the hell is this?
It's so terrible to look at. You actually have to wear one of those welding helmets so that you don't burn your retinas out.
Oh my God!
You'll never order a Belgian waffle ever again.
It's pretty bad.
Of course, you know sleeping around can lead to exposure to tons of other possible diseases, and we all know that. That's why you wrap it up. But researchers have found that women who have sex with the same guy over and over, instead of having sex with different guys, are more likely to have recurring cases of bacterial vaginosis. It's a bacterial infection that causes pain and itching. It can be cured by antibiotics in most cases, so it's not a big deal. But you know where this stuff comes from?
I don't know.
It's being exposed to man seed.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. You know, the yogurt that comes out of the purple-headed monster?
Sure.
Yeah.
The love gravy?
As you might say, the baby batter, as you might call it.
So all of my exes are pretty clean then, because apparently they've been sleeping around with a whole bunch of guys, so they're good to go.
Yeah, so they're good to go. Yeah. So it actually means that you should go out and sleep with as many dudes as possible. And just
vaginosis.
Vaginosis.
It sounds more like you're getting hypnotized by a vagina. Bacterial infection.
That's actually happened to me before. It's like looking into a black hole, like one of those
If you turn sideways, it's like a big eye and a brown eye.
It's like looking at one of those weird 3D pictures where you have to cross your eyes just right so you can see the sailboat in it.
And it's lulling you into hypnosis. It's like...
I am actually hungry for Arby's all of a sudden.
Oh, my God. That thing looks like a gargoyle. It should be on top of a library.
What?
Oh my God!
It's looking at me.
I don't even know where to go after that.
That's sorry. That's pretty much it. Be careful if you're in a committed relationship.
Exactly. All right, guys. I think we're gonna get out of here then. That is gonna wrap things up for episode 3. We found it. We hope you guys will download it on iTunes, listen to it, subscribe. Go to www.kingsofthepodcastle.com. You can become a fan on there. Leave us your comments. We want to hear stuff from you. Check us out at Stitcher.com. Send us an email, kings@kingsofthepodcastle. And, of course, check out our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/kingsofthepodcastle. That's it. We'll see you guys next week. Have a great day. Have a great week. Adios, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.
Green eggs and ham, yes. Blue waffle, not so much.